Meanwhile, the NPP flag bearer for the 2012 elections, Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo, has reaffirmed his commitment to accept the verdict of the Supreme Court no matter the outcome. He told colleague flag bearers at a high-profile meeting at his residence that he has fought for democracy all his life and wants to be remembered for that. Rebecca Epe brings us the details.
The famous Sejo.
Oh,
really? He got
It was a cordial meeting at the Akufo-Addo residence as the candidates shook hands and hugged each other. It was one held behind closed doors, contrary to expectations. PNC's presidential candidate in the last elections, Hassan Ayariga, who spearheaded the meeting, told journalists after the closed-door meeting that Nana Akufo-Addo was happy with the visit and has reaffirmed his commitment to accepting the verdict of the Supreme Court, no matter which side it goes. NPP's communications director, Nana Akumia, briefed the media after the meeting.
Basically, they wanted assurances as to having a peaceful outcome. And Nana Addo was happy with their visits, and he assured them that he's totally committed to peace and he will not do anything to disturb the peace. The tradition that he leads is a tradition that has fought for democracy, and he personally has fought for democracy literally all his life. And it is not now that he's an elderly man that is going to do anything that is going to bring back the clock of democracy. So he assured them of his total commitment to ensuring a peaceful outcome, no matter the fact. They were very happy with the, with his commitment.
Among the other party representatives was NPP party chairman Jake Obeje-Bilamte and running mate to Nana Akufo-Addo in the 2012 elections, Dr. Baumia, who is the star witness in the election petition before the Supreme Court. The other presidential candidates who came to the meeting were UFP's Akwesi Adai-Odike, CPP's Dr. Abu Sakara, Dr. Henry Latte of the GCPP, and the only independent candidate, Jacob Ose-Yeboah. Papa Kwesi Indum of the PPP was absent as he is not in the country and was not represented. Kofi Akpalu of the Independent People's Party, who was not on the ballot, also joined the meeting. Outside the residence of Nana Akufo-Addo, I decided to interact with some residents to find out if they were aware of the meeting.
Meeting be, you know, more meeting be, more meeting be. Who name who be Biana?
I'm going to meet him.
House. Some understand there's a meeting that was to be held or is to be held, and some of them seem not to know exactly what at all is happening. People are just going about their normal activity here. Business from outside Nana Akufo-Addo's house at Nima. I'm Rebecca Ekwe reporting for Radio Ghana.